This podcast is a recording of a show that's already happened. Please do not try and text the radio station or enter any competitions as the show has now finished. Enjoy. Woo!
Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
I'm Stevie Schillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it here!
This is Radio Essex. Hit music station. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Just adding a bit of colour to that. I thought it needed bringing up a little bit, I thought. Just gone three. It's Chris and Scott, producer Tom here as well. Stevie on news, Johnny on travel. Let's go!
Can you turn it up louder? Yeah. Give it to me. Just give it to me.
Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from three. And it's live.
It's Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home for Wednesday with Ed Sheeran and Celestial.
I love that song.
I know.
Really good.
Singing along to it.
You were, dude. You were like really high there. Yeah. That perfect. The crackle.
Celestial.
Really good.
Proper. Middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? I'm in the middle of singing to Ed Sheeran songs on the radio. I'm not in the middle of a radio show, if we're being pedantic about it. I've just started a radio show. I'm in the middle of my working day. That's what I'm in the middle of.
We're in the middle of talking about something that we're going to bring to the show, which is good.
We're talking about that. Don't talk about that on the radio.
We're in the middle of doing that. So.
Tom, what are you in the middle of? A nervous breakdown? Excellent. And what about you, Essex? Middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? 81400, put the word Essex in a funny message, grab us on the app. So Dean's already in. Afternoon, boys, halfway through the week. We're halfway through an internal refurb. Anyway, got to go. Looks like rain. Great show. Sorry, a bit premature. It's not raining, is it?
If I remember rightly, this is a couple of weeks ago. Basically, any time there's a speck of rain,
he
packs
tools.
Up tools and goes to the pub. He's doing indoor work.
I was going to say, this is a picture of a lounge. Unless the roof's not on, you have no problem if it rains or not.
So, Chris, how many bathrooms have you got in your lounge? That's a bedroom, mate.
Is that a bedroom?
It's a bedroom with an ensuite. Not a lounge.
He's got two rooms in his bedroom.
That's a kitchen.
That's a kitchen.
It might be a lounge.
It's a kitchen. Yeah. It's a lounge kitchen diner.
Wow. Welcome to the Peep Show.
Dean, thank you for that. 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message or grab us on the app. It's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? I would do some schools out as well at about 3:30. So if you're on the school run, we're coming around to you as well. It's just a couple of rounds of middle of the week. Deb says I'm in the middle of my mum's garden. Please say hi to Hazel. Hello, Hazel. Graham from Bradwell. I'm currently halfway into a packet of Starburst. Nice.
Oh, I love a Starburst.
I like that. Grant is in the middle of a packet of Starburst. Middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? Let me know. A1400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, Miracle plays on the Big Drive Home. Radio Essex, 3:15. Quick question, if anyone's into IT, the computer that we used to play all the music on, the one made out of Lego, wants to do an update. Is that a thing that we know?
No,
no, thank you for the update, cheers. Why would that just go off forever?
We'd have to make our own music and noises.
We could use the CD player.
Oh, yes.
We haven't done that for a while. True. We won't do it now because we've got a lot of things to do now. Laura, middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? She's in the middle of a midlife crisis today. An older lady said to me first thing this morning when I was unloading my van, "Oh, my friend over there thought you were a woman." I said, "I am a woman." She replied, "Oh, okay then." Don't think she believed me, hence the midlife crisis, says Laura.
Oh, that's terrible.
No days a week. Kim is in the middle of painting banisters before the glass is fitted. Similar, I did that, but I did it after the glass was fitted. Didn't end well.
No, it's not.
There's a reason for doing it before the glass is fitted. You can be a little bit more slapdash.
Yes.
Once the glass is in.
Let it dry.
Yeah, I had to let it dry and then use a little razor blade to get rid of a lot of bits of paint, specks. So
yeah,
you're doing the right thing, Kim. Well done. 81400 with the word Essex in a friendly message. What are you in the middle of? It's the middle of the week. It's a Wednesday. Tom Grennan coming up latest on the roads as well. Full travel update for you next. Sigala. Ella Eyre and Came Here for Love. Big Drive Home 3:26. Checking who's out of school very soon. First of all,
summertime fun.
Summertime, summertime.
on Radio Essex.
More chances for you to win this summer. We're looking to level up your summer, and we've got family prizes to win every single week for you and the kids. It's called Summertime Fun, and would love for you to go out and make some new memories with the family. So this week, we teamed up with Indie Rock in Southend to give you a one-month unlimited family pass for you and two kids. It's Essex's biggest bouldering wall, and you can escape the heat this summer, do some indoor rock climbing, and with this prize, you can go as much or as little as you want in the space of a whole month throughout the summer holidays. It's a cafe there for you because it's going to be very important to sit down in between climbs, take on some fluid. Text A1400 Essex Rock to be in with your chance to win a one-month unlimited family pass at Indie Rock. 81400 on your phone and text the words Essex Rock to 81400. Martin and Sue will announce the winner on Monday. T's and C's at radioessex.com. Good luck. Now Essex, the 1975 O'Carolines. Chris and Scott, big drive home. 3:30 on a Wednesday. It's not just any old Wednesday, though, is it? Because there's a lot of schools that are done for the summer.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. And if you're one of them children that's literally pretty much just come out of the school game.
Yeah, it's done.
Arms in the air going, yes!
There's quite a lot of people leaving on a Wednesday. We're asking you to tell us how many days you got left of school on a voice note. So you can send us a voice note that just says, one more day to go.
Hello, Chris and Scott, one more day to go.
I'll go to Pitsy Primary School or whatever, so you do that. Or you could be telling us, school, completed it, mate, because...
Yeah! Essex.
Yeah.
Hello.
Tom made that?
Yeah.
That's wow, good. he does some stuff.
I'm going to do it again. It's quite impactful. Is it all right if I do that again?
Yeah, do it
again.
I like that.
I like the way you've put in, instead of using the original music, which is old.
Old music.
You just used Alice Cooper's voice and whacked it on top of a proper music thing.
Real music.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah! Essex.
That's very clever.
Very good.
So if you finish school, you can send us your voice notes. 81400 is not the text number you need for that. You need the app, because you can only send voice notes through the app. So just testing you there, a little test. Just to get, because you've finished school, so you should still be getting tested daily. And this is an educational show, as we know.
Yeah,
so
educational.
Just send us a voice note with you saying, so you went to... Southend Eversley, all right, Eversley School, you'd do this.
You would go, Eversley School, completed it, mate.
Exactly like that. If you've got a couple of days to go, you'd go...
You'd go, hi, Chris and Scott, my name's Darren, and I've got one day to go, Eversley School, yeah!
That's the kind of thing we're looking for on the voice notes, and we will get you on this afternoon.
Hi,
Radio Essex, Zara Larson and Carton Tamer, 3:35, big drive home. If you're on the school run, let us know how many days you've got left at school. Let us know if you finished school today, and you could just give a Chris and Scott, 2 days left, yeah, or Chris and Scott, school, completed it, mate, if you finished today, and we'll do some schools out in a second. We're just getting quite a few voice notes through, so if you can get any in, you can do it on the voice note. It's probably easier to do it on the app. That's pretty much the only way you can do it. And if you haven't got the app on your phone yet, just search for Radio Essex and you'll find the app on there.
I love the app. It's very good.
It's easy because you can just send us messages when you want. You can send us voice notes when you want.
You can even, I mean, not, it doesn't work for this, but you can even call the station from the app.
You can even send pictures to Martin and Sue on the Peep Show.
You can.
Everything on the app. It's brilliant. It's on the internet, which is also brilliant if you've seen the internet. Really good.
Big.
It's just everything's on it. Everything.
I know.
Right, coming up on the show, we'll have Dua Lipa, we'll have Sam Fender, we'll update the travel as well. New travel, Stock Road, both directions between Downham Road and Crondon Park Lane. There's an accident there blocking the road. Full travel update on the way. Radio Essex, Dua Lipa and Dance Tonight from the Barbie movie. Everybody talking about the Barbie movie at the moment. I noticed on the telly last night, I was watching the news, you know, culturally keeping up to date with what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the cricket, but it's today. I got it wrong. But they had a woman on from Tiptree here in the Essex who had like a pink house. It was like everything was pink. It was like a Barbie. I didn't have the sound up because it was quite highbrow for me. But the whole house was like a doll's house, but it was a house in Tiptree. And it was just pink. Everything was pink. It was like a proper Barbie house. And there was a guy there who was a bit of a Ken doll fan. And she was a big Barbie fan, and it was in Tiptree. And I was that's right here.
I thought you were going to say there's a guy there moving out. Going, I've had enough of this.
No. He was a Ken fan, a Barbie fan. He knew all about the Barbie. They were asking him questions. He was Barbie you know, Barbie, the specialist.
I think we spoke about this the other day, but I thought that the girls, my twins, could go to watch it.
Yeah, it's an adult. It's not an adult, but it's yeah.
Scott Carey was reading into it, and it was kind of like, even it's a 12A, right?
Yeah,
and it says on there, but like it's at your discretion if you want your kids to go. But I'm like, that's what a PG is, no?
I thought parental guidance.
Parental guidance recommended, right? So I was like, no, that doesn't make sense. But I think kids can go with a parent. It's down to the parent to go, well, they're swearing and that. No problem.
Bobby doesn't swear.
Well, apparently so.
No way.
Apparently,
I would literally fall off my chair.
Apparently there's stuff in it.
Really?
Yes. That's
why. Oh, they're not dolls, are they? Because that's funny.
No.
Because that's Team America is quite hilarious.
Yeah.
Puppet things, that's good. Any luck on the Tiptree House?
Yeah, it's called Eaton House Studio.
What is it?
It's an artistic private venue.
Yeah.
And creative production team.
Based on Barbie, or is it just pink?
I think that they just love pink, to be fair.
There's Barbie heads and stuff around, like ornaments. It's quite weird. Google it. It's called Eaton House, says Sonia. There you go. You've just already done it. Sonia, yeah. Tom's beating you to that. He's already done it. He's on the ball.
Yeah! Essex.
Right, let's do some of these then.
Hi, Chris and Scott. This is Josh from Templars Academy. Tomorrow I've got a half day of being year six. I'm really excited to become a year seven, but I'm a bit nervous, but hopefully I'll have a good day there. And have a good day, lads.
Thank you very much, and you will have a good day.
Yeah, it's don't
a
be
doddle.
Nervous.
It's a doddle. Me and Scott both went through school. And look
You'll
at us
it.
Now.
You'll love it.
Let's go here.
Oliver Raya completed primary school.
Yeah. Amazing. Going
completing primary school.
Amazing.
You can do these, by the way. Just send us a voice note via the app and we'll get you on.
Evelyn Payne, Dundersley Primary School, and I've got 2 days left to go. Woo!
Not long to go, Evelyn. Freddie Essex, Jonas Brothers, and a Waffle House, 8 minutes to four. It's Chris and Scott, big drive home. Thank you very much for all your end of schools. We like that. Keep those coming in over the week. Tomorrow or Friday, when you actually finish and break up from school, we will have you on. Hayley, what you got for us?
Hayley Bartlett, Beauchamps High School in Wickford, support staff. Completed it.
Teachers involved as well. This is good.
Amazing.
This is good. Get yours in and we'll get you on tomorrow on Schools Out. Right, it is 8 minutes to four. It's the big drive home for Wednesday. Chris and Scott at the steering wheel, sort of driving.
Yeah.
Kind of. Here's Coil Array. You have to use your imagination. Here's Players. I really still like this song.
It's good.
It's so good.
Isn't it good that I never liked it and I still don't?
Really? Yeah, no. I think it's a brilliant tune.
No.
Coil Array and Players on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott for Wednesday. We talked yesterday a little briefly about your competitive streak. Scott, obviously, I'm talking to you.
I'm not competitive. I couldn't say it.
Mate, if there was a competition in here about who was the most competitive person, who would win that?
Me, I reckon.
You would definitely win it. You're the most competitive person I've ever met.
Am I?
I've spoken to your kids about it.
I am,
sports days.
I am competitive, yeah. Yeah. I know, but I think because you're teaching, I'm not letting them win at Monopoly.
No, I know. You're competitive.
Well, yeah, but... And it's good to be competitive.
Yeah. I mentioned on Monday to you, off air, I think. I went, I did personal best at the gym, PB. And you went, oh, right, what'd you do? Bear in mind, you don't go to the gym.
No, I don't.
So you haven't been to the gym in years.
No, yeah.
And you went, what'd you do? So I did 2.5K. It took me about 22 minutes or something because I was running at a normal pace because I wasn't racing anybody, I didn't think. So I just ran. I just wanted to. Bearing in mind, when I literally started doing this about 3 months ago and I could run for about 30 seconds, that was it. And then I'd be like heart rate maxed up, falling on the floor. Now I run for 22 minutes and I did 2.5K. Mentioned it to Scott as my buddy and he went, that's amazing, Chris. Really proud of you. Walks in yesterday. Oh, I've joined a gym. What?
No. I've had the gym membership for a very long time, but I went to the gym.
You went to the gym yesterday, and he went, guess how much I run? In my head, I'm going, probably 2.5K, I'm guessing. 2.5K. And then it came. Yeah. Guess how long it took me?
19 minutes and 47 seconds.
So on Saturday, I'm in a 2.5K race that I don't even know about. I didn't even know I was racing anybody. Turns out I'm racing. But this man's got a challenge for you that I'm just about to tell you about.
Okay.
If you think you can beat him.
I'm all ears.
Yeah, yeah. Man balances umbrella.
Right.
On one finger.
Yeah.
For over 3 hours to break a record in the Guinness Book of Records.
I can balance things on my finger.
He balanced an umbrella on his finger for 3 hours and 46 minutes and 16 seconds.
I do with a snooker cue.
Whilst running 2.5K. No, he wasn't running.
I do know him for snooker cue.
I've seen you walking around when we're playing snooker and you do it for a couple of seconds and then you grab it.
I can change finger. I can start with my index finger. I can start with my index finger.
He's going to meet this bloke, isn't he? David Rush, the record breaker. And Scott's going to meet him one day at a gig and go, never guess what. Balanced umbrella on my finger. How long for? A week.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Cheers, Stevie.
Right now.
Right now, in fact. Miley Cyrus and Jaded. It's quick, isn't it?
It's really quick.
Yeah. Like that. It's a good start to the show. Here we go. Radio Essex, David Guetta, Mr. Jam, and If You Really Love Me. Talking just before the news about Scott's competitive streak. Laura says, not sure we'll ever know if Scott can beat the umbrella trick as the show is only 3 hours long. But can either of you compete the bar challenge of bouncing a 20p on a lemon? That's surely a challenge all of you can attempt. I've seen that in pubs.
Completed it, mate.
What?
Completed it, mate.
You've done that, have you?
Done that, yeah. I've seen it.
It's a lemon in water, bobbing in water, yeah. And you have to balance a 20p on top of it, but it generally just falls off.
I'd like to give it a go.
Have you got lemon?
I don't have any lemon.
Tommy's a lemon.
can't really drown him in water and put 20p on his head. I think that's against some kind of thing in my contract.
Think so.
Gary in Burnham says, guys, your story, I mean, stitches. I've got a mate just like Scott. We're having a beer once around my house. I mentioned in passing, I thought I might be faster than him. Within seconds, we're now in a race on the street outside my house. I beat him. that's it. That is literally it. I could just be your house, chilling out, watching a film with me and Karen, you and Kerry. We'd just be sitting there, and I'd go, I'm quite a fast runner. Within minutes, we'd be out. There'd be tram lines drawn in the road.
What? Because if
the road would be closed.
100%. 100%.
I'd be racing within 2 minutes.
Oh, but yeah. There'd
be a ribbon.
Yeah, if I thought that... If you said I'm faster and I'd seen you run, I knew you'd faster, I'd go, yeah, you probably are. But if I think there's a chance...
I think everyone's got a mate like you.
Yeah, if
everyone's
a chance,
got a mate like you,
I'm going to go for it. But what's funny is, I know I do that, but I've also got mates that are so much worse than me.
Yeah.
I used to go a friend at school, who I'm not going to mention his name, you might listen, and it didn't matter what you said. He had done it more. He'd done it bigger. If you had a mark on your arm, he had a bigger one on his toe. It was incredible. And you could, like, make things up and he'd still have surpassed
Everyone's got a mate like that. Tell us about yours, 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Especially in, like, the competitive street. We've all got a mate that will try and one-up you. You just bought a new TT and they get a TTRS. I mean, he would do that. But do you know what I mean? There's
what car have you got, Chris? Sorry, what's that?
I think there's always somebody that will do that, though. If you know, I've got a hot tub. Oh, just bought a swimming pool. There's always somebody who will one-up you. But in a competitive streak, I think there's got to be funny stories there.
Oh, definitely.
81400, put the word Essex in a funny message. Might be easier if it's a story to tell us on the phone. 01702 45 50 60. Whenever you ring that number, I mean... It's like a prize. You get to speak to Tom.
Amazing. Yeah.
That is crazy. You dial those digits in that order, right? 01702 45 50 60. You're chatting to Tom off of the radio.
Producer Tom.
Producer
Aren't you
Tom.
Lucky?
That's incredible. 01702 45 50 60 if you want to let us know about your friend that's very competitive. Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer on the Big Drive Home, 413. Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer. Are the microphones supposed to make that noise when you move them? I thought they were like... I'm not sure that's what we're looking for.
Mine's louder.
Yours doesn't make a noise, though.
No,
nor does yours.
Mine, no.
Mine sounds like, you know when you come in drunk one night and you're trying to make as little noise as possible and you open the doors?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, yeah.
No. Sorry.
No. Nope, nope, nope.
I thought they weren't supposed to make noise, though.
I don't think you're meant to move them when you've got the red light
on.
Yeah,
but if I'm moving over here and I'm like, oh, I'll get the mic back.
There you go.
It's just the Lego bricks rubbing together, I think that's what it is. 17 minutes after four, big drive home. Keep your stories coming in of your most competitive friend. Anything a competitive friend has done that you think is worth letting us know about, do so. 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. Dartford Tunnel, anti-clockwise, Junction 1A at Dartford, down to Lakeside, coming back into the Essex stretch. You have congestion back to the M20 Swanley interchange. Earlier accident, queuing traffic. All lanes have reopened, but the traffic still remains quite heavy. That's coming back into Essex from the Kent stretch on the QE2 bridge, Dartford Tunnel. Right, 422, just getting rid of the A127. There's a car broken down just before the petrol station, just after the Rayleigh Weir. So it's the BP garage on that bend as you're heading away from Southend. So just after the Rayleigh Weir, on that bend by the BP garage, there's a car broken down there. Slow and a little bit blocked in one lane as well. Keep an eye on that for you throughout the big drive home. Well, what about your friends that's always competitive? Let us know about that person. 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. While you're doing that, Rudimental, Dancing is Healing on the Big Drive Home. Clean Bandit, Amory Rockabye, 4:30, Big Drive Home. Wrapping up your competitive mates, David in Brentwood says, my mate loves one-upping people. He just can't help it. Once we were out and he tried to one-up someone who, so much so, he ended up lying about his job. The size of his house. And his car. We'll never forget the other guy's reaction to him saying he has a Mercedes, and all of us just exploded laughing because he's got like a Ford. David and Brentwood, thank you very much for that. Right, 4:30, big drive home. If you're excited about the World Cup, which starts tomorrow, got something interesting I think you'll want to be part of in just a second. Tom's worked exceptionally hard getting this ready for the show. Well done, Tom.
I mean, you say he's worked exceptionally hard. He's got a box in his hand with a couple of names in it, I think.
It's a box of names that he's written down. He's found a box for a start. I don't know where he found that box
from. Well done.
Found it in the cupboard.
It looks like a Barbie doll box.
It's good, isn't it?
It's got a lot of glitter on it.
It's a good box.
We'll explain in moments. Big drive home with Nathan Dore and 0800. Radio Essex, Tom Grennan and All These Nights. Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Right, so the football's back. In the form of the World Cup.
Yes.
So, we thought we'd do a sweepstake. We did this in the Men's World Cup last year.
Yes, we did.
So we're going to do it in the Women's World Cup this year. And what we'll do, so you've got a box there with all of the football teams.
Every country that's competing.
And you've got a little prize pack for the winner.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, well, then we shouldn't take part.
You don't want to take part.
Well, I don't want to win stuff.
I've already stolen everything that they're going to win.
Yeah, what is it? A cup and a pen? I've got one. It seems silly if we're doing it as a competition. It would seem silly if we had a team. That wouldn't work because the chances are one of us is going to win.
Scott's going to win. The competitiveness in me.
Well, you're just going to get a random team.
I'll probably get England, won't I? I hope.
I don't think we should have a team.
No?
No, I think that's silly. How many teams are there?
It's about 30, 40.
Okay.
Competing.
So what we'll do is you can text or use the app now. What we need is your name. So if your name's Chris, put Chris. And then put football, so we know this is what you're texting about. So put your name and the word football, either on the text or the app. If you're using the text, obviously put Essex first, then your name and football. No. Laura's going USA for me. No. You're not. It's a sweepstake. So we will pull out a name for you. And we've got about, I think there's 34 teams.
And there's 32.
32 teams. So the first 32 people to contact us on the app or the text with their name and the word football, we will pull a team for you. Yeah, Keith, that's it. Keith from Alders put football. Perfect.
Hang on, so I can't win anything.
No, it's not a winning thing for you.
Why don't I want to take part?
You're not taking part.
No,
it's fine.
No, I don't.
Well, why don't we give all of us like a shared team with someone?
Well, I tell you what, why don't we get everybody else's team so that's all filled in, and then we'll pick out of it and we'll have our own little sweepstake between us afterwards and let let Essex have their little moment.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got quite a few already.
Sounds unfair.
No, but it's not.
We've done a whole hour on competitiveness, and now I'm part of a competition that I'm not part of.
He can't win.
Yeah.
We've literally made up a competition he can't win. Look at his face.
He's so disappointed.
What's
isn't
the
he?
Point?
I mean, I'm not coming in on the days that we're talking about it then. I think we're full. Hang on, wait.
Have we had 32 yet? We've had loads.
It looks... No, yeah, we're full, I think.
Keep texting, he's counting. We'll do that in a second. So if you fancy winning something, we don't know what that something is. Tom's organising that. It's probably something he's nicked off Martin and Sue's desk.
Yeah.
Nice prizes, though. Probably another reward. All you need to do is text the word football and your name, A1400, with the word Essex in the front of your message, or grab us on the app, your name and the word football, and we'll get you into the sweepstake. We're just about to draw your teams out in a second, so you've got about 5 minutes left to get your text in. We're going to take the first 32 people. I think we're nearly there, but I think we've got room for a couple more. Get involved. Here's Kylie. It's Radio Essex on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott for Wednesday. And the World Cup starts tomorrow. The Women's World Cup is underway tomorrow. I think it's like 10:15. There's the opening ceremony. And then England play their first game on Saturday.
Yes, on Saturday.
What time Saturday? Do we know?
Evening, I think. It's an evening. I'm sure it's an evening game. I've got it locked out.
Yeah,
ready.
I'm really watching.
It is... Yes.
It's yes.
It's yes.
It's in the evening.
No. 10:30 is a morning.
10:30 in the morning.
10:30 is a morning.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say 10:30 at night doesn't make sense. So 10. No, I can watch that then.
Where is it?
I believe it's in Australia.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. 10:30 in the morning, that would make sense. Anyway, sweepstake is on. Have we got enough people for the sweepstake?
Yes, we do.
Right. Okay. So I will start to say the names and you tell us whose team they've got and then we can go from that. Okay, we start from the top. Keith in Maldon.
Keith in Maldon has Switzerland.
Switzerland, well done, Keith. Baza Benfleet.
Baza in Benfleet has Portugal.
Laura the Decorator.
Laura the Decorator has Colombia.
Colombia. Debs.
Debs has Jamaica.
Julie from Leon C.
Nigeria.
Oh, nice. Jay from Canvey.
Germany.
We'll have a little break. Let's go for Kerry from Chelmsford.
South Korea.
Right, Kerry, you were the last one. We've got some more to draw out in just a second after David Kushner and Daylight's The Big Drive Home. Radio Essex, David Kushner, Daylight. You should use that as a jingle for the show. Love it and I hate it at the same time. It'd be awesome. It'd be a great little jingle. The big drive home. You'll love it and hate it at the same time.
Like Marmite.
Yes. Let's just get the last of these callers and texters in for the draw. Get them on the sweepstake for the Women's World Cup, which starts tomorrow. Claire B. What you got?
Claire B. has Norway.
I've got another. Have we already done Debs? Are these out of order now?
No, next is Leo.
Don't call Debs out of order.
Leo.
Leo has Republic of Ireland.
Abby from Rayleigh.
Abby from Rayleigh has Haiti.
Sue from Holbridge
has Italy.
Natalie in Whittam
has Argentina.
Nice. Luke G. in the place to be.
Luke G. has Japan.
Steve from Rayleigh
has France.
This should take a long time. Good. It's literally like when I'm doing the draw for the FA Cup and you're sitting there going, once Watford's pulled out, why am I still watching?
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking, I know. You're thinking at home. Well, I've been done. I'm not even entered. I'm off. This is her. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You've literally gone now.
No.
Simon Luckhurst.
South Africa.
Webby.
Canada.
Big Pete, the trucker from Wakering.
Denmark.
Richard from Billerigay.
Sweden.
Steve.
Steve has England.
Steve, you got England.
Steve.
What a mate. Mitzi.
Netherlands.
Debbie.
New Zealand.
How many are there?
Not many more.
I'm bored now. Julie from Bicknacre.
Zambia.
Angie off of Wisconsin in Essex, the biggest county in the world.
Australia.
Vicky from Chapel St. Mary.
Brazil.
Sandra from Southminster.
Costa Rica.
Harry.
Morocco.
Nearly finished, guys. Sue from Bradwell-on-Sea.
Panama.
Martin P.
Vietnam.
Penny.
Spain.
Julian Vange.
United States.
Two more. Oh, two, is that it? Yep. Have you got two left?
Two left.
Excellent. Gary T.
Philippines.
And Gene.
China.
There you go, guys. Bosh.
Complete it, mate.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hey, my name is Daniel Caesar.
Only a month to go as well.
Essex.
It's going to fly by. Radio Essex, Justin Bieber and Daniel Caesar with Peaches. It's coming up on five. Let's just recap the teams. Only joking. We're not doing that, are we?
No.
We'll put them up on the website or something like that. We're going to try and organise that, aren't we? So you can actually see how well you're doing. And we'll update you as the matches go on. Women's World Cup starting tomorrow, of course. Right, news and travel on the way next at five.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Cheers, Stevie.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. You play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
It is Chris and Scott live in our little padded room in the Icon Building. Not allowed out? No one's allowed in?
No. Tom's even left.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Hey, so the music coming up, and this from the weekend, from the film, or not the film, the series Icon, this is popular on Radio Essex. Dua Lipa, Elton John, and Cold Heart on the Big Drive Home, 10 past five, and let's do one of these.
Chris and Scott, first time texter.
For the first time.
Hello, Tina. Woo. Thank you very much for your first time text, which reads... Does this actually send messages to the radio announcers?
One, I love the fact that we're called radio announcers.
Yeah, I like that.
Instead of Chris,
I think
Scott.
They're called radio announcers in America, so maybe Tina's from the greater part of Essex. Maybe. Australian and America, they're radio announcers, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah. And we're... Everyone says DJs, but we're not actually jockeying any discs in here. We're literally fighting with Windows 95. And a poor version of a poor man's iTunes.
I think we would struggle to call us radio presenters. I think you're a radio presenter.
If you go onto wish.com and type in radio presenters, we're here. That's what's happening.
You come up. It just says Scott blagging it.
Radio presenter with his mate.
With his mate.
He's been in a band. Tina, yes, this is actually, you've texted the radio station studio. Where we are.
It comes straight to
we
our...
We see it instantly in front of our little faces. So, Tina, if you want to ask us any questions, you've obviously got a question you want to ask.
You say instantly.
Tina, get on. Get
you
in.
Say instantly. It sometimes takes about 5 minutes for it to catch up.
Yeah.
But it's we see it pretty quick.
There's little people in there like running around. Going, oh, message to Scott, message to Chris. But, Tina, yes, send us another message with a question or... Because obviously that isn't your question, is it? Does this actually send messages to the radio
announcers? That's your question, yes.
But also, Tina, if you're not in Essex, because by the use of the word radio announcers, I'm presuming you're American or possibly Australian.
Could be.
So get in touch with us exactly how you just did it, and that will come straight through to us. And thank you for your first time text. It was a good one. Right, Peggy Goo. A song that's, I think, really similar to ATB 9 PM. It's got that vibe to it. It's a tune. It goes like na na na. That's what it's called. Radio Essex, Peggy Goo, and it goes like na na na. Did I actually say that in the song?
Na 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 na. Na-na.
Oh yeah. Na 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 na. Hello, Christine. Does anyone know what's happening on the 127 London bound? Taking us 20 minutes to get from Progress Road. Still not a Rayleigh Weir. Is that problem still there? Oh, no, that's after Rayleigh Weir. That's gone now. Let me check the travel line for you, Christine. Yeah, nothing there. A127, just before the Fair Glen interchange, there is queuing traffic. It's taking 10 whole minutes to get through. That's the A127. Just before the Fair Glen, queuing traffic, taking around 10 minutes to get through there. That is new information. Ah, also, westbound from Rat Lane. Where's Rat Lane?
Rat Lane?
Rat Lane.
I've never heard of Rat
Lane.
Is that
that little tiny lane that goes left? No, with a little rat on it. I think that is Rat Lane, that little tiny... When you're in the left-hand lane down the 127 and everyone suddenly slams their brakes on because somebody's going up Rat Lane. That's what it is, I think it is. Anyway, A127 westbound from Rat Lane to the Fair Glen interchange, accident partially blocked is the answer to your question.
Well done, Chris.
Like a little service we're providing. Really, it's like really, being on a proper drive show.
Really good.
We should get like an aeroplane. Right, let's go to Commander Tom. Let's go to Commander Tom in the flying ear.
Just above the A127, Chris, looks like it's been a big trial by now. You know, Rat Lane, where the cars...
That'd be amazing.
So really? If I said Rat Lane, you guys would be like, yeah,
I know Rat Lane. It's where all the cars stop and everyone has to slam their brakes on.
Why am I...
We just went off air then. Back again.
That was good, wasn't it?
Somebody just unplugged the Lego.
And plugged it back in.
Yeah.
Start and stop, it works.
Restart.
What was the question? Sorry, you went off air. Didn't hear a word you said.
Why am I sitting here in headphones? In the plane.
You'd be a good plane person. I'd obviously be flying it.
Yeah,
what's the worst?
I'm here on my own. Yeah. My dreams have all come true.
Little fine
I can do all the competitions that I keep on talking to you about. I can do them on my own.
I think it'd be awesome. Nick says, afternoon, guys. Sounding good from flight level 7. You're on the air. You're in the air. We're on the air. We're on the air. You're in the air.
No.
Just descending to an airport in eastern Estonia. And yes, that is Russia on the horizon. Officially a new pin for wider Essex County. Great show. There's a picture of the inside of his plane.
This is incredible. This has got to be the best message we've ever had.
He's landing his plane in Estonia whilst listening to Radio Essex.
He's listening to this cobblers whilst flying. That's unbelievable.
That's incredible. Okay, Nick, we'll do a little travel update for you. And if you're just coming into eastern Estonia, the wind is light from the west and your runway is clear.
This is brilliant.
There's a broken down plane halfway between you and the runway. Look out for that one. Officially a new pin for the wider Essex County. So can we put eastern Estonia onto the map, please?
And Nick, could Chris borrow your plane?
I'm not getting in that, mate. It looks like a Ford Escort. With wings. There's not a chance I'd get in. There's too much glass.
I would fly that.
There's too much glass in there. Nick's already said he'd take us up in the plane. If you want to take my seat, Nick, Scott wants to go in the plane.
I'll give it a go. I've got no fear of anything. I'll give it a go.
You'd have a fear if I was flying it.
Not with Nick. Nick K. All the way.
I think that looks like there's way too much glass for an aeroplane. Just saying. It's literally
sorry.
It basically looks like a lot of glass and a nav screen in front of
you. Can I just say that Nick's currently flying that plane?
He's landing in a minute. He's safe.
The thing you're saying, well, I'm not sure about it. that's what's happening at the moment. Nick, it looks perfectly fine. Good luck, mate.
Just a quick one, though. You're flight level 70, so you're coming into land. And texting? I don't know. I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. Anne-Marie and Shania Twain, Unhealthy. It's the big drive home. It's Radio Essex for Wednesday. Tina got back in touch. Tina was the one that sent us a text to say, if we text you, does this go through to the actual radio announcers? And I said, she must be American or Australian or something like that, because that's what they call radio presenters.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. We have a new addition to our map. We've already just added eastern Estonia, where Nick has now landed safely. His plane has now landed. Thank you, Nick. But we can also add Tina, who's got back in touch. She says, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm really bad with technology. I'm Canadian, so that may explain a lot. I didn't have a question. I just wanted to say my friend Michelle and I listen to you every day from New Brunswick in Canada. And I was thinking, how? Why? How have they found us in New... And then she said, and I can mention it, it's contextual. She said, we love the A to Z of Men.
Yeah!
So she found the A to Z of Men.
We're allowed to say that, and we're just about to do the A to Z of Music. So
hang on a minute, we're allowed to say that, because the A to Z of Men gave Radio Essex another listener, two listeners.
Yeah, and so, gave us the A to Z of Music, so you're welcome.
It's all together. We found the A to Z of Men on iTunes, and we listened to that, and then we found that you did a radio show together. And here we are, doing a radio show together.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much, Chris and Scott. Tina, thank you, and welcome to the show. You are part of the Essex community now. And Tina and your friend Michelle, if you check the website out, you'll see how far-reaching Essex has become, how big the county's become since we've joined it. You can go to radioessex.com. There's a full map on there. Click on the Chris and Scott page, and you can see that Essex is truly the biggest county around the world. Right, A to Z of music coming up. Details of how we want you to end the show on the way as well after Mimi Webb and House on Fire. Mimi Webb. A to Z of music coming up in just a second. We need you to end the show tonight as the World Cup starts tomorrow. The Women's World Cup is officially kicking off tomorrow. Opening ceremony around 10:15, I think, tomorrow morning. So, I think you should end the show tonight in the style of this guy. No, not that guy, this guy.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3, and it's live!
So I think you could do a Wednesday, completed it. No, I'm sounding like the guy from X Factor.
You could do it in
completed
the...
it, mate! That's him, that's not, I can't do, don't do him. In the style of... But you could go
and... announcer.
Yeah, you could do it as a commentator, but you could end it with Wednesday, completed it, mate. And it was live!
Yes.
That would work. What?
I mean, I've got... You could say...
Scott, take it away.
You could say, Wednesday, completed it, mate. Come on, England!
Oh. Yeah. Like that as well.
You know.
Should we just give you those options and let you do your thing?
Absolutely.
On the voice note, get on there. Let us know how you're going to end the show. Wednesday, completed, mate. Must be said in there, but you can play around with it.
Now, the A to Z of music. Wednesday, groups.
It's groups beginning with the letter T4. Take that.
Top loader. Tears for Fears.
Texas.
TLC.
Back to you.
Toto.
Thompson Twins. Yeah!
Travis. Travis?
You can have Travis. Okay, so it's up to you, Essex. Groups beginning with the letter T on the A to Z of music. Who is going to enter that exclusive Essex-chosen A to Z of music, which we're going to play out on a bank holiday? I think we've worked out that it's doable, isn't it?
Yes.
And we're going to do it on a bank holiday show that's coming up. Well, that'll be the August bank holiday, will it?
Be the August bank holiday.
And we're going to play all the songs out back-to-back that entered the A to Z of music. So we're looking for groups beginning with the letter T. Let us know what you got. A1400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well, and we'll find the biggest two in seconds. Post Malone and Chemical, 5:38. The Big Drive Home is on its Radio Essex. I'm sorry, tell me what I gotta do. No, I can't go. It's Chemical. I'd like you to end the show tonight in the style of this guy.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3. And it's live!
However you want to do that, get in touch with us, drop us a note. It's got to say Wednesday completed, mate. Do it on the voice notes and you could be ending the show tonight. Right, two songs battling it out for the A to Z of music for groups, beginning with the letter T. And the two options you have are...
Oh, okay.
TLC. Just put the word TLC in your message box. A1400 Essex TLC. Grab us on the app as well if you want TLC and No Scrubs to end the show tonight. Put the word TLC and we'll enter them into the A to Z of music for the letter T. Or... old school Take That. So if you think Take That is the biggest group, don't forget it's not necessarily the songs. You're voting for the best group beginning with T. TLC or Take That, let us know on the text and the app and we'll play the winning song just before 6 tonight.
He hasn't got much range, has he?
District line, no service on the district line eastbound between West Ham and Upminster due to a faulty train. That's the latest on the district line situation. Eastbound from West Ham to Upminster, no service. Sam Ryder and Mountain. It's Radio Essex. It's nearly the time where we have to say goodbye. Did we get an end of the show? Well, we didn't get an end of the show.
Oh.
No one wanted to do it in the style of a football person.
I'll do it.
Go on.
Well,
do a Joe Kinch football person.
Chris and we'll... Scott, weekdays from 3.
Oh, one of those.
And it's live.
Oh, okay.
Do I have to record this to play it? Hang on, let me just stop record, because you're going to end the show.
Am I now?
Record.
Go.
Chris and Scott, 4-0. Completed it, mate.
Pretty good,
you say word Wednesday.
Wednesday. You have to say Wednesday.
Wednesday completed, mate.
Okay. Chris and Scott, Wednesday completed it, mate.
There you go. Cut that.
Very good. Very
and
good.
And it's Jeff. Live. No,
don't
no,
even
no.
say that. No. Cut that bit there.
Very good, that.
Cut that bit there.
I mean, to be honest, he could have just done it live, you know, because he's going to be here.
No, this is much more fun. Let's check that works.
Chris and Scott. Chris and Scott, Wednesday, completed it, mate.
I mean, that's amazing. I mean, thank you for that.
That pretty quick, Chris.
Oh, I'm a bit quick with the old editing. Oh, no, I'm all right with the editing. I can make it go backwards, I think. and I go backwards. How do you make it go backwards? I can do telephone voice.
Chris and Scott, Wednesday, completed it, mate.
That would have sounded like it had actually come from the telephone, so that's good. Is there any other tricks I can do with this?
I reckon so.
Favourites. I can raise the pitch. What will that do?
Chris and Scott, Wednesday, completed it, mate.
Have it like that.
Well, I might be able to make it go slower.
Chris and Scott, Wednesday, completed it, mate.
Wow, that's what Joe Kinch would sound like in AI.
Chris and Scott, Wednesday, completed it, mate.
That's what he's going to sound like when he comes of age.
Oh, it's pretty. What a great piece of kit this is.
That's the best bit of kit we got in the building.
Actually, it works. I bought this in. We'll play with that.
You didn't reverse me, though.
I can't. I don't know how to do. Is there a reverse option?
Yeah.
What, under favourites? Generate effects.
Right, this is riveting.
Reverse. Here we go. This is Joe Kinch backwards.
Yeah, I'm dead as hell. Yes, no. Smokes in the self.
Yeah, that's good.
Really
I like
good,
that.
Joe, really good.
Oh, boy, stories and all that.
I can talk backwards. I can talk everything.
You're going to talk forwards in a minute, and you're going to update with the travel. You're going to do the hot 7 and 7.
Keep it on the old district
line. Play the hits at 8, and then you're going to do something secret at 9.
Yep.
Joe Kinch experience takes off. In moments, strap yourselves in.
Wow. I've just gone back to the 70s radio.
Who's one out of TLC and take that, young
take
Joe?
Take that. Probably take that.
It's a beautiful song, this. It's a bit with Robbie in it, isn't it? It's a Robbie tune.
It is. Robbie starts this very bit.
He's incredible.
In about 3, 2, 1...
Okay, Joe Kinch coming up next. We're going to do it again tomorrow from 3, possibly. Come on, England. They're not playing until Saturday, but the World Cup kicks off tomorrow. Everything changes but you. And we'll see you tomorrow from 3. Joe, enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Take that winner. Joe Kinch ending next.
Chris and Scott, Wednesday. Completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.